I mean, I called him this morning and I told him I would be glad to do a funeral for him. And told him I was going to dial 911 and the emergency medical and everything else. I mean, I just don't think I've heard anybody that sounded so close to death on the phone as James right now is. But even in the midst of all of that, he missed several days of work. But he was, did pull together and make our bulletin for us, and I'm most appreciative for that. He was going to sing some specials, and all of these things had to be taken out and some other things. Putting it all into perspective, you stuck with me. Now, there is an advantage to that. There is something wonderful to that. You will appreciate him all the more. And so he's hoping to be back with us next Sunday for our New Year's Eve Sunday. But this morning he is in bed and doing very, very poorly. He says he's getting better, but he sounds like he's getting worse. But maybe that's where it goes. So let's start off. If you want to open your hymnals, it's hymn number 81. Those of you that have been coming, James likes to put in the bulletin, the song, so you can turn over and just read inside the bulletin. But we will sing, O Come, All You Faithful. And the words to the three verses and the chorus are in the bulletin. So if you want to read the bulletin or if you want to open the hymnal and read the music, then feel free to do so. But let's stand and sing this morning together on this Christmas Eve morning. To remind you, next Sunday, we will have services Tuesday, Wednesday as scheduled, and then next Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. Next Sunday evening, we will begin at 9 o'clock, and then the evening, New Year's Eve, as we have done in our assembly now for over 20 years, and we will start at 9 o'clock and study God's Word. We're going to, at that time, be studying the seventh gift next Sunday that is given to us by God, and then we will take a fellowship break, so I'd like you to bring some finger-type food, and then we'll come back together somewhere around 11 o'clock and study God's Word, and then we will usher in the new year celebrating the communion service, partaking of the bread and the cup in remembrance of Him. What a wonderful way to bring in any year to have your mind totally occupied with the person of Jesus Christ and our relationship with Him as we enter into 1996. So please bear that in mind as far as our schedule is concerned. Also, as far as your prayers, please be in prayer for Leah Cox. As you know, Leah just gave birth to a baby girl, and she's very sick right now. Sister Larry said she's doing a little better this morning, but she's very sick. And so please be in prayer. The baby's fine, right? Yeah, the baby's fine. And but be in prayer for Liam and for Jeff this morning. It's always, it's just rough enough. And I don't speak from any kind of experience. Sometimes men make great proclamations, but I can only imagine how rough it is to give birth and then to be sick right afterward. And so please be in prayer for Leah, Jeff, and the entire family and her recovery. Be in prayer for James as James recovers. And hopefully he'll be able to be back with us next Sunday and continue into our worship of praise.